Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Queen Jean. What it do? It's that time for a fabulous West Side Wednesday vibe on the T-Lou Show. Sit back and enjoy the view where they doing it at.
This is Oldies Rule Forever. 3. G Lou. OG Music. Let's go. Yeah, on me this way, that shit's gonna sound when you can hear me. Oldies Rule Forever. G Lou, DJ Maniac. This shit gonna slap. Yeah, relax your mind, let your conscience be free. You're now rocking to the sounds of the G-Lou Lee. Or you should be quiet while the OG raps. And if you're tired, homie, you can go take a nap. This shit slaps like it hit to your face. A DJ Maniac track backed up with the bass. Murder was a case like it's 94. Still dipping like Snoop when he left Death Row. Tell me when they going, I'ma change the game. All I ever wanted was money, I never wanted the fame. One man game, but I represent the bricks. And I wrote my first rap back in 1986. I'm in the mix like a DJ. So when the beat start talking, homies go to walking like a G-Way. I still do this shit the G-Way, all by my lonely. Therefore you can't tell on me. I'm just a product of the game. And the homie Dub C said it best, ain't a damn thing changed. Turn up the beat, make it bang. Hit the third switch in the front to make the back end hang. Oldies move forever like the turntables turning. I'ma be a legend like the late great Ernest. The marathon continues, homie, don't get nervous. Cause we gon' still be out in the front curve serving. For the love of the game, still yearning. Still seek knowledge, so I still keep learning. Still blow free, so the trees keep burning. And as long as there's money being made, I'ma earn it. To whom it may concern it, this is ORF3. Sound just like summertime in the LB. Classic shit, we mastered this. G-Lou, DJ Maniac, bringing back the hit. Yeah.
What I like, music is spiritual. Anybody that fuck with music long enough, you know, if you don't bow yourself and you don't like miss it, you're gonna realize it's spiritual. You can miss it though, you know what I mean? But if you're in tune and present enough, you're gonna be like, vibration is the word. If you read the Bible in the beginning, it was the word. That's the first thing that the Bible says. You know what I mean? The power of the word is intense, it's real. So To try to make music and separate it from a spiritual thing, I don't think it's possible. I don't even think that, you know, the actual act of music. Think about this. You're going somewhere mentally, and you're bringing something back that people that aren't where you just went can hear in the place that you both are.
Eric Ronald Holder Jr., guilty of the crime of first-degree murder.
Breaking news, it has been 3 years since Nipsey Hussle was shot at least 10 times in front of his clothing store in South LA. Now the man on trial for gunning down the beloved rapper finds out his fate. Welcome everyone to the Fox 11 News at Noon. I'm Marla Tejas. Bob is off this week. Let's get right to Susan Hirasuna. She's live in downtown LA with the latest on that verdict.
Marla, yes, just about a half hour or so ago, we heard from Nipsey Hussle's best friend, Herman Cowboy Douglas, who testified during that three-week trial. He says that he was in the courtroom every day because he was trying to figure out why. There was a theory as to why it was that Eric Holder would shoot and kill Nipsey Hussle, but he did not get a satisfactory answer. He was clearly very moved by what happened today. Here's that moment that he and other Nipsey supporters had been waiting 3 years to hear.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Eric Ronald Holder Jr., guilty of the crime of first-degree murder of Ermias Ashkadon.
already has asked it on. That is the real name for Nipsey Hussle, as you know. Well, no real reaction from Eric Holder, but he did have to hear the verdict twice so that a typo could be fixed, and then the jurors were individually polled. From opening statements, the defense never denied that Holder shot Nipsey. There was just too much security video. He was hoping to get the charge reduced from first-degree murder. The jury did reduce the two attempted murder charges to attempted manslaughter, guilty of that. Two other men were hit by those bullets. Right now, we are waiting for the prosecutor to come upstairs from the ninth-floor courtroom to make a comment about what happened today in court. Reporting live in downtown Los Angeles, Susan Hirasuna, Fox 11 News.
Of course.
Yes, yes. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Westside Wednesday's radio show. Good evening. Today is July 6, 2022, and we are in the summertime, not only in the LBC, but everywhere. I'm G. Lou, your host for the evening. I'll be joined by my co-host, the lovely Miss Queen Jean, in 1 second. First, let me give a shout-out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93.3 FMism, TweeCadillac.com, DD Harrison, One World Magazine, the GLoopShow.com, where you can get all apparel, all past shows, all music, anything incorporated with the GLoop Show on that website. And also check it out. I played on that intro, I read that the verdict play, which was read to today after, like they said, 3 years since the passing of Nipsey Hussle. Ermias, today dude was found guilty of first degree murder, you know, and the tricky thing about this is, you know, a lot of people say, okay, what was what, okay. You know, the people know or don't know. There was no question he was pleading guilty and saying that he did it, but what they were trying to do was get manslaughter opposed to first degree murder, which is way lesser, carries way lesser, more time. So they tried to go for the manslaughter, but it just did not work. Even though people did think, you know, the case was strong and it might have went either way, which it could have. But I think the jury, which I appreciate too, just still read past all the bullshit. And when I say bullshit, the politics and all that, because things like this happen and it could have happened. It could have went either way. But at the end of the day, homeboy still just murdered Nipsey in cold blood for, you know, for some regardless bullshit, snitching or not. And still, like I said, Nip didn't tell him he was snitching the fuck you, whoop, whoop. He just merely let him know. That's what he heard and, you know, handled that or whatever, you know. But that's neither here nor there. He's found guilty on first degree murder. The sentencing will be September 15th when he will be sentenced. He could face anywhere from 25 years to 80 years. Either way, it's life. He's facing the L. So, with that being said, I just want to give you a brief overview synopsis because we want justice for Nip, man. Either way, you know, I don't, and I'm not one, you know, whatever the case, whatever would happen, it's going to happen to Duke. So, that's either in God's hands or the streets. But unfortunately, he turned over to the system. So, you know, there's what it is. But with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and introduce my co-host for the evening, my partner in crime and rhyme, incomparable, beautiful Miss Queen Jean is here. Good evening, Queen Jean.
Hey, hey, hey. Good evening, T. Lou. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just chilling. Like you said, it's hot everywhere, so it's definitely a less hot day. At least we have some heat and you know, it can be something totally different going on. So, yeah, thank God for the heat, the hot day. And as you were speaking on the situation with Nipsey, so our prayers and blessings are with the Escudone family. And as we all say, long live Nipsey Hussle, the marathon will always continue, would never stop. And as far as Eric, he's going to get life. And as far as getting the manslaughter charges, I wasn't looking forward to that. But
right,
at least the jury did see that, you know, that just lets you know that people are getting tired of it. You know, they're getting tired of it. And, yeah, we knew that he admitted it and his attorney admitted it. So I had no doubt that he was going to be found guilty. But I was surprised that the other two charges were manslaughter. I definitely was surprised about that. But
right. That was just a tricky part, and then how the system works. You know what I mean? Because, like, we would think it should just be open and shut. Like, okay, we know who did it. Shouldn't even be really all that. Regardless, they shouldn't even have to go through that with the politic part of it and want-to-want, which stuff does happen. But at the end of the day, that's bullshit. The man, shout out to the man in cold blood, because you even if your feelings was hurt, that ain't cause for you to come back and kill your homeboy. Regardless of what you thought of him, he was your quote-unquote homeboy from your neighborhood, to just come back and kill the dude. I mean, just come on, man. That's totally cowardice, man.
Yeah, I don't.
All the way around. So there's no premeditation.
Absolutely.
There is premeditation. There's no fucking manslaughter or heat of passion, whatever the fuck. You did that shit regardless, bro. You know, come on, man.
Yeah, I don't like the word manslaughter, especially when it is premeditated. That happened to my family when my sister's family was murdered, and it was definitely premeditated when the guy killed her family, and. And that's what happened. He got manslaughtered. You know what I'm saying? And these were three lives.
Wow.
Two children and a grown man, you know. So, when it comes
to that,
that's what
I'm saying. That's
that
tricky part of how this kind of system is, works, man, in kind of a bullshit way. You know, it tries to, I understand. That's why everybody gets a trial. You get a fair shot. But sometimes how it works, it just, I don't know. But
fair.
I know sometimes with this system, we want it to work the way we want it to work sometimes. I understand that. But, I mean, stuff like this, like you said, manslaughter, no. Miss Man, this was premeditated. You know what I mean? Whether you was mad, your feelings or not, you still premeditated because through crime of passion or manslaughter, you would have did it right on the spot because you felt some type of way. You went, had time to go think about it and all that, go back and get your fries and look out there and get pumped up in your head and all that and go back in the car and drive around the corner and all this shit. That's premeditated, bro, period.
Yep, and just said, flick it, I'm going to go do it, you know.
Yeah, he just pumped himself up.
Enough.
That's what he was doing that whole time. He was pumping himself up like, man, he was mad or whatever, but instead of just being mad, that's the problem with a lot of these youngsters now. They just, man, it's just soft, man. Like, you get in your feelings and you do some dumb shit like that. And confront the man if you feel a certain way. Hey, man, you know, but don't walk away like we good and you come back and gun me down, bro. Raise me like a man, at least.
Yeah.
And like I say, with the Nip part, I'm like, going to that. I wish he wouldn't even dealt with that dude, period, because people say this and that, and he shouldn't have. Regardless, Nipsey didn't come at him crazy. He just clearly just let him know, I heard this, you know, I'm just looking out for you. Hey, woo-woo-woo. Hey. I mean, overall, we don't know exactly what was said, but still. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Definitely caught him off guard. He was not. You know what I'm saying? He was not expecting that. He was just caught off guard. That's why he was just chilling. He wasn't expecting that fool to go back and do, you know, come back, and that was going to be it. He had no way of defending himself at all. Before he knew it, he was on him, and that was just
That's what
it.
I said. That
so,
was some coward. That's what I said. That was some cowardly shit, bro. You man enough, but you can't even face me like a man. At least let me know how you feel. Don't come back from behind and then gun me down. Damn.
Yeah, but that's why he got that beat down, and there's so many more that's going to come from that. So the thing is, you know, he'll be lucky if he even survives in there without, you know, the things that can happen behind there, several things, you know. Yeah, you know, that the PC ain't going to even be able to protect him. I don't care.
That's what I'm saying.
That was proven
with that beat down,
you know.
And then they say that was a Mexican dude. So it's like Nip got that much love to where that wasn't even the people really, really trying to get you. That was some SA dude, they said, man. And he just, you know what I mean? So that lets you know you don't know where it's coming from. Nip got a lot of love out there.
Absolutely. So let's just keep his family.
And he ain't high and all that
keep
shit.
Keep his family
what
in prayer.
What I've heard now, a couple people come out, like, he said, you know, this dude with the problem with him, he had kind of been gone for a while, and he was on drugs and doing meth. And so no telling what state of mind he was in even when that happened. You know, clearly he was out of his brain. I mean, feelings or not, to go even just do all that in broad daylight in front of all these witnesses, you fucked either way, bro. So I don't know. But like you said, to get off of that, pray for the family. We're praying for the family. He has to worry about his own situation with God. I'm not giving him nothing. You know,
that
he can deal with God on
there.
That. But praying for Nip's family and hope, you know, finally we at least get to close this part out. you know, Lease, man, you know, to get closure on this, you know, part.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, and then we have all this other crap going on, the parade, at the firework parade, and how that 22-year-old, it's just everything. And then the brother that got killed, shot, what, 60 times. It's just too much. It's just way too much. And somebody wanted to go, they wanted to go somewhere, and I told them, oh, no, I'm cool on these crowds, you know, because you literally.
Yeah,
like,
I don't be
really,
good with crowds.
I'm not.
Either, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I really got
to
be
really,
really something. But just got to be really something. I'm trying to really do. But other just going places now, just to go. Nah, only time I go to where I'm going, I need to be there. I got that's it. Other than that, I'm chilling.
Because you just don't know. You know, somebody could be right next to you, standing behind you, and all of a sudden they done got a whole scenario about, you know, checking everything out. Because when we went out the other night, we went out for Cousin Morrissey's birthday, and I was like, looking at all the exit signs, where are the exits
right.
at, you know? Because,
right.
I mean, call it paranoid, call it whatever you want, but that's where I'm at right now, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not trusting. I'm not afraid to live, but I want to live. So, yeah, I'm not trusting. So I'm being very careful with everything and every place I go. I'm a bobbing head. I ain't no swivel. I'm just moving, you know. But anyway,
thank you
for assisting us in keeping the secret on me being out here. So I really appreciate that.
So how did that go? Was your son happy and everything? Did you guys keep the secret all the way to the time you seen him? Or was the
secret
found out?
We kept the secret all the way until all the way to the time we seen him. Even Natalie's mom didn't know about it. And I was like, you didn't know?
Okay.
She said, no. She said he came to my house on the 3rd, the night before his birthday. And I really wish my mom was here to celebrate my 40th with me. But she didn't even know I was here. So we came in the house, and he wasn't there. So we went ahead in the bedroom, and he walked in, and then Cousin Marcy and her girls came out, and he just, like, got very emotional. So I listened to what he was saying, and, you know, I was just checking him out, listening to how emotional he was. And then I came out, I was like, hey, son. And he acted like he's seen a ghost. Yeah, he acted like he's seen a ghost. He dropped to his knees, and he started crying, and, you know, we hugged, and he rocked, and I cried. And then cause when we walked in, my grandchildren was like, who are they? I was like, wow. Yeah, so, yeah, they was like, who are they? And then Natalie said, that's your nana, your cousins. And my oldest granddaughter, Leilani, she was like, well, how do you even recognize you, nana? I was like, I know. But we had a great day. That day was so much fun. We had a lot of fun. So it turned out to be really cool.
Right. That's great.
I was thanking everybody who, you know, kept that quiet for me, because it was hard, trust and believe me, because he was like, so you telling me when I talked to you this morning on the phone to say happy birthday to me, you was here? I said, I've been here since the 22nd. He said, but you said, I said, I've been here since the 22nd. So every time I talk to you, you was here. I've been here since the 22nd. So he was just shocked, like, wow, how it was just kept away from me. But that's what you do, you know, when you want to do surprises. You got to have the right people to let them know what's happening, and that way it don't get out. So,
right,
was,
right.
You know,
that's what's
we
up.
We were celebrating my son's birthday on
Happy
the 4th
birthday.
Of July. Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday again.
Yeah, we got some new songs.
Chico.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. Let me go
Chico
to the phone
Bandana.
Line. We got a caller. Bandana.
Okay.
Caller, hello. 909.
Hey, hey, what's up, what's up? Yay, yay is what they say for the West Coast Wednesdays. I had to call in. It's Cousin Marcy.
Cousin old Marcy. What up?
What's happening, cousin?
Yes. Oh, I just wanted to just piggyback on what you all were talking about. We were mentioning, you know, the court, the verdict today. Pardon me, I'm so sorry, y'all, I'm clocking out. But, yeah. That was a good thing. That man is definitely all the way guilty. Justice did prevail. And then I just wanted to give a shout out. You guys were just talking about it, man. I feel like I'm getting a little hoarse now. But on Saturday. No, I'm so sorry, on Monday. That was just a beautiful thing that I witnessed. I'm so glad I was able to take part. Yes, thank you to everyone who held it down in the fam. We got the queen here. The queen is in the building. She's definitely in the building.
Y'all can just say it now. I feel good to just say it now without hiding.
Yes,
like,
I feel good just to say it, G. Lewis.
We just come out, right? Like, we can't even. We still can't be
in the same room. Well, I was like, damn, they had the kids and all involved.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
That's right.
What did
yeah.
you say, G. Lewis?
But
you
it
said
was
train.
Well
you said train.
Yeah, y'all had a train. I was like, last week, I was like, wow.
It was so right.
And then when
right.
I found out
well,
Natalie
I
was in it too, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, he said, Natalie,
oh,
know
yeah.
you here? And I was like, yeah. He said, damn. I was like, yeah. And he said,
like
you been
tell.
On my
like,
mom's hair? He was like, yeah.
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 When he came on the after hours.
Memories, you know, like Queen is always talking about. Even when he came on the after hours, and then to finally meet, like, you know, some our supporters, you know, out there, like Mr. Gilbert,
right.
and it was just
right.
a blast. Like, I still haven't made my little reel yet, but I'm glad that everybody got to be a part of that. That's a priceless memory. And the queen and author, her son, they definitely deserved that moment.
Right, right.
Yeah,
dope.
It was a priceless
That's
moment.
Dope.
I thank God for that, you know. So, yeah, it was
That's
very
dope.
Priceless, so, you know, to mm-hmm. have my son here for 40 years because a lot of parents didn't get that, you know, a lot of, and,
yep.
and a lot of, you know, we was losing kids at an early age. So I thank God that my son made it to 40, especially being in the area that he's in and learning how to protect himself.
So where he at now?
He's
still in Long Beach? It looked like he was in a, he moved.
Yeah, yeah,
he,
but that's
he
what I'm
still
saying.
In Long Beach?
No, he's still in Long Beach. Mm-hmm, same location.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying, you know, just, being there. And I even met some people that Flossie and Hank know from 20s, a young lady. And she was like, oh, yeah, I know them. And I was like, oh, yeah. She stay right in the building.
Yeah, we were on a promoting train. We were definitely trying to pump.
Yeah,
to pump out of stuff.
That's how they came
out because
I was letting them know about
the
show.
Yeah. So it was just it was a good time. So, yeah, but tonight
That's
is not our night. It's not Fabulous Friday. I did get a little emotional, but congratulations, Cousin Gina. I'm so proud of you. And much love. Shut up, Jesus.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Hey, I can't be engaged all the time. Look, I didn't cry that day. I can't be a gangster all the time, but yeah, it was so beautiful.
That's dope. Well,
so, yeah, while we're talking, let me just encourage everybody to please go and get that Oldies Rule Forever Volume 3. That is a banging EP. Go get it. Every song on there is dope. I gave a little snippet of Payback because that's one of my favorites. But if you want to hear the whole joint of that, you got to go pick up that EP because that's a banging EP produced by the amazing DJ Maniac. So when you got two people that are amazing and they come together, nothing but something amazing comes out of it. You know, when that seed is planted, it's going to flourish. So go pick that out. Get that, pick up that EP.
And that Bandana Daisy
too. Oh yeah, that Bandana Daisy.
Yeah.
She got a few more cuts, so you know, hopefully you don't have a voice now. So I tried to talk to him yesterday, but he was like, "You hear my voice?" And I was like, "I hear something. I don't know if it's your voice, but
that's
so,
how much
it
went up. You don't even got no voice."
But it was all the way live.
That's what's up.
Everybody go. Subscribe to our YouTube channel because G. Lou be jamming on Sundays. G. Lou got to watch the music he be playing sometimes, but he be jamming on Sundays.
Sunday went up too. Oh my gosh, it was like the pre-party. Like Sunday went all the way up. It just continued from Wednesday. Like, yeah, it's just been going up. I'm sorry if I'm shouting.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, but check it out. Check out the YouTube. Our YouTube page, the G. Lou Show, because on Sundays it goes up. It goes up. It's like being at a club, like a virtual club. You know what I'm saying? Like they be having virtual games. That's what it's like. And and everybody's
yeah,
always
we
be
having you on a big screen.
Oldies.
We got you on a big screen. Yeah. Yeah. So that was that
wow.
was like she said, watch when you be jamming.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was beautiful though.
Yeah,
I had fun.
Be jamming off of the groove line. He was out up there.
The groove line.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah, I
so
have
you guys
got to
watch. You got to go on the show. Yeah, you got to go subscribe to our YouTube channel in order to see G Lou live and in person. You know, and you know, if you need a DJ, you also hire G
that
Lou.
Part.
He's a banging
part.
DJ.
Get
gonna,
at me.
Yeah, he'll get you.
Get
yeah, he'll get you
get
going. So
dog.
Yeah, get at him. DM
Thank
him
you,
and
queen.
Say, hey, I'm having a party. Yeah, so check him out. Don't be scared. You can fly him out to anywhere he needs to go. So
right, that part we can make it happen.
Yeah.
So shout out to everyone out there. Get at me, man. I just shout out to my peoples from Michigan. I did a party this weekend for my homeboy from Michigan. All his people from Michigan came down and had a great time, rocked the party, and they were satisfied. So great, yeah. Get at me, and we'll make it happen. This is what I do. This is what I love to do. You know what I mean? So I would do it anyway. But man, you know. If you could, you know, do it and get a few dollars, you know, it's even better. But this is what I love to do. This is why we do this, what we've been doing for many years now. We're going to continue to do it. And I'm lucky and grateful to have great people like you all in my corner and down with me on this journey. So thank you all. Queen Jane Marcy.
Hey, I
want to
give out a shout out.
You're more
too.
Than welcome.
You're welcome.
You're more than welcome.
I want to shout out Nate Love. I got to shout out
Nate Love
because I thought I'd be knowing some oldies, but
she know her oldies
yeah,
on
Nate,
Queen. That's a bad girl.
Yeah, she know her oldies. Yeah, so shout out to Nate Love, Queen Nate Love. She be having
the
Sunday Oldies Root Forever show after hours. She be having it jumping, and then the other people who participate who request songs, but Nate Love be having it going. So yeah,
she know her
so
stuff.
Just, you know,
you
don't take
Love.
My word for it. Go subscribe and like the channel and participate.
That part.
Oh, yeah.
That part. With that being said, we're gonna kick back for a minute, play some good music again. Shout out to our sponsors, 93 Point Tweed, FMism, Dee Dee Harrison, the GLUShow.com, and BTP Media Group, along with One World Magazine. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah. It's Cam Mac. Owner of all her publications, Cam Mac Video. I'm with G Lou on Westside Wednesday.
Most interesting banger in the country. Jewels, chunky, busy, chunky. She wanna hump me, they wanna jump me. Only for the bands I hump, she tryna punk me. Fee for me, equivalent to 10 rupees. In a city where the French is so gritty, you live strictly. Instagram jump off, not allowed, it's too risky. Toying with your life, flashing bands, it's not frisky. Hacky sack, ping pong, real sports get tricky. Flea flickers and laterals, caught them damn near every down. Putting back a soda on brown and sending it out of town. 52 faking with light depth, stay out of bounds. Talking about my endos for 15, they sound like clowns.
We ain't had a trunk going down.
Fundamentals chunking from half court to their asses in court. Getting fingered by the escort, labeling human trafficking to get us more time the same way that did our uncles with crack back in 1989. Shreya, so how could that be the truth? When she was slanging it for herself before she ever met you. Just another way to keep a slave before the low pay. Learn that from O'Shea, that's why I'm an N.W.A. And sending bags on their ass while I smash off like Big Punch. Southeast streets, hood beats, gorillas, not no monks. These other niggas supposed to be the homies, but be junk. Mood swinging off the oxygen mud, be the slump me.
When you had a trunk going thump,
cold, and you had a trunk going thump. Hey, baby, was you inspired or just imitating? I'm looking like money. Smell like it too. She keep acting choosy. We gon' get the news. Got the 30 on me. With nothing to prove. When a nigga go to get baby shit, nigga better respect the rules.
This your girl Candace, you're listening to the G Lou Show, West Side Wednesdays on Blog Talk Radio. G Lou, take me to the West Side.
Just found out this morning about Poppin' Taco Bruno Falcone, passing away yesterday. And just wanted to make a video real quick and just talk about his legacy a little bit. As most of you guys know that follow me, I grew up in Long Beach, California during the 80s, during the pop lock era. And I remember watching Bruno popping in Long Beach as a kid, and just in awe of what this guy could do. And at the time, nobody really knew, but Long Beach is known for having some of the best poppers in the game, and Bruno Falcone for sure was one of them. And I just want to say, the dance world lost a true legend. And I mean, you're talking about this guy popping in the streets of Long Beach and ultimately helping Michael Jackson choreograph dances and videos. And that's amazing. Anyways, rest in peace, Bruno.
Let's go.
Let's go.
They say, G, won't you come back, please? Come on back, G. I'm like, okay. Okay, I'll come back one more time. Oh, you swear forever. It's third time on there. DJ Maniac. Okay. 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 Hey. They say, G, please can you come back? Oldies rule forever, cause we still wanna bump that. Bring the funk back, just like the 80s, cause that skinny jean rap got the hood going crazy. Shout out my B-dogs going brazy. Sorinho, Dodinho, the Woods, and the Asian. It's the same thing, the hood that we raising can bring out the good, all the bad shit we facing. Homie, face it, the world is a ghetto, and life is a bitch in 6-inch stilettos. Hello, it's a young fly fellow. Gold chain swinging just like he should've won a medal. I'm from the ghetto, where they poverty stricken, and living off in the hills where the quality's different. Every time you see me, I'm probably in something different. Either my Louis Linen or my Levi Denim. Shaking off haters just like I got hater venom. I get a hater kill without me even killing them. Coast to coast in another country like Switzerland. Smoking those are shit so potent they gotta ship it in. You know the shit that I'm dealing with. My status is boss of young homie. Fuck with me then, hit me in. They say, please, G, come back one more time. Hit one more switch, bust one more rhyme. I'm in the lack with my homeboy Snow. Two pumps in the back, six pack on the flow. So here we go, homie, one more game. G, Lou, Maniac, only one way in. And we still bumping oldies while they go these spins. Cause it's a real lifestyle, this ain't no trend. Shout out to my friends, my homies, my real bros. Shout out to my ladies, my sisters, even my hoes. I'm the soul of the streets, G, Lou. Please come back, salute.
Thank you.
I got the bounce. For my dollar, spend an extra 40 ounce. We used to buy just to get up out the house. Time is how we like to pull up on the noun. Separated from the rest, I got the bounce. For my dollar, spend an extra 40 ounce. We used to buy just to get up out the house. Time is how we like to pull up on the noun. It's the recipe, the buffet, I'm like, fuck what you heard. They wanna see me in some Tesla, watch me sit on the curb. My reputation of a baller till I get what deserves. So many things you could be on, you only get on my nerves. It's a recession, unemployment, change the rules of this shit. Trying every method out and I'm not too till it hit. Put a couple racks into it, still I'm moving the scene. Lot of things I do today for shadow days of a team. First let me pray and ride for everything and part of the plan. Who told me that this route would be so hard to withstand? Who give a fuck, we all the young, just get as far as you can. Double handle pumpers hitting if I'm caught in a jam. I got the bounce. For my dollar, spend an extra 40 ounce. We used to ride just to get up out the house. Time to time, we like to pull up on the noun. Separated from the rest, I got the bounce. For my dollar, spend an extra 40 ounce. We used to ride just to get up out the house. Time to time, we like to pull up on the noun. Yeah, 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 you know the bounce don't stop. Promotions out of South Central, keep advancing for the block. Keep it going around the clock, from neighborhood fuse to investing in stock. Duh, tell them how we rock.
From the west side of Killer, California, I ain't. Off of Western Imperial is where I play. Before all the fame and glory rocking the stage, I was a little motherfucker wishing I could get paid. Throw it up, tackle football on the yard. On a handlebars and a pair of raggedy stars. Hitting fools up, throwing rocks at the bus. Police mad, wanna be locking us up, popping a cut. Chevrolet, now I got paper. Hey. I see the same shit even though it's years later. More danger, not only deep in they hanging. Everybody on the net, social media banging. Sitting on screen, snitching on they self. Thanks to the internet, police don't need help. I wish I could take the hands of time and change them. Went back in the days, niggas had to slang them. But now I pack mine, cause them days are gone. On top of the cops, I gotta watch my own. Missing, reminiscing when I was young, when being a kid used to be fun.
Separated from the rest, I got the bounce. For my dollar, spend an extra 40 ounce. We used to ride just to get up out the house. Time to time, we like to pull up on the noun. Separated from the rest, I got the bounce. For my dollar, spend an extra 40 ounce. We used to ride just to get up out the house. Time to time, we like to pull up on the noun.
When I speak, motherfucker, do what I say, do. When I step in the room, it's hey, bitch, not hey, boo. Tripping on mine, all on a bitch every motherfucking time. I'm on the trigger, a bitch couldn't get a glass of water. She was choking on a peanut butter sandwich, nigga. Yeah, player bouncing off the walls, from the gators to the motherfucking draw. Leg them up, ass last, first, send them like UPS, sipping, pippin', church, top dollar.
Fuck it. Man, this light taking long as a motherfucker.
Yeah, man. That's crazy, man. That's how a lot of people be getting shot out here, too. This long-ass light.
Hey, what's happening, cuh?
What's that?
Oh, niggas out here slipping.
Shit.
Y'all niggas lost something, homie?
Nah, we know where the fuck we at, nigga.
Oh, so niggas pulling out choppers now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit cute.
Yeah.
Don't worry about cuh. I know them niggas gonna be at. We'll get them niggas later. Gas it, cuh.
That's what the fuck I be talking about, homie. Can't get away from this shit. Shit is everywhere.
Market mouth full of fries, had to get this shit to go. On the way to see this whole hot box full of smoke, talking on the phone, blowing dro. Nigga, ox cord broke, it's a joke, but I'm on the way though. Then the babbies got behind me, had to stop at the gas station. That little weed I had, I ass traded. Like, let me hit you back right fast. I finna fake pump this gas on they ass and it's smash. And I'm right back in the whip. Had to take the beanie off cause I got the Nina Ross backpack with the weed and the scale in it. Car got like 15 years of chill in it, but to hell with it. Girl, I'm on the way to you and I'ma really break it to you if I ever make it to you.
Should've made a left, should've made a left. I headed to the set, but now I'm sliding down the Perio. I got on too much blue,
got on too much blue.
I got on too much red,
too
to
much
slide down the period. But I'm out here, out here.
I was at that one red light to take way too long to turn green. Hey, I'm thinking about making a right and then flipping the bitch and then making a right. Like fuck making a light. I know how bad you wanna see me, I'ma slide up on you. But it's Triv where you live, got that 9 tucked on me. 5, 6, 7, Babylon, switch lanes. Coming down Imperio like it's shift change. A nigga license suspended like my high school attendance. And to get it all back is that high recommended. But I'm thugging like fuck it, I'm out here. I can tell the police, smell them grams near. So I had to pull over somewhere right in the cut. Just to call and let you know to be right in the front. When a nigga pull up, I ain't even parking. Took the doobie out the ashtray and re-sparked it.
Should've made a left, should've made a left. I headed to the set, but now I'm sliding down the Perio. Trip, trip, trip. I got on too much blue,
got on too much blue.
I got on too much red,
too
to
much
sliding down the Perio. But I'm out here. I should've made a left,
should've made a left.
I headed to the set, but now I'm sliding down the Perio.
Trip, trip, trip.
I got on too much blue,
got on too much blue.
I got on too much red,
too
to
much
be sliding red down the Perio. But I'm out here.
I came from the coast, past the high, through the four corners where shit gets tricky. It's always some phone calls, some shooting. It's hard to survive in my city.
In my city. It's true. It's true. It's true.
What's cracking y'all? G-Lo. It's your big brother from the same mother. C-Lo, repping that 213 since 1981. Checking in from the Pac Northwest, 509 Spokane, Washington. Just reminding all listeners, from the land to Japan, you are listening to the one and only West Side Wednesday show on Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to OMG Music. This is the G-Lo Show.
East 111th Street.
Another Mike the Exclusive.
Another Mike the Exclusive. Another Mike the Exclusive.
Young niggas rule the world. The youth. Living young and reckless. Ain't no feeling like that feeling. It's like the heartbeat to the streets. Young niggas. You know what I'm saying? Young and reckless. Hit my first lick, bought a car and a necklace.
Hey, cut, where y'all at? I just passed on the hood.
Young and reckless. Straight to gun play if somebody try to test us.
Fuck you.
Young and reckless. If we ever get popped, we don't talk to the test.
Don't say nothing.
Yeah. Young and reckless. We some straight fools. I know God gon' protect us. My granny said me say she know that I be out here trippin'. Headed to the dope spot, me and Duran out here getting it. The hood got my mind, just point me to my victim. Stuck in this life of crime till I die, bitch, I'm in it. Murder, murder, murder. If it's money, we could talk. I'm rushing to the hood, trying to floss what I just bought. I got that Beamer, Tone got that Benz. I had the first Glock with the 30-round clip. 30-pound shifts at your front door. Just split up 80 grand, that ain't enough, bro, I want more. The bill was 80 bands, I spent cash and I was back home. I jumped out and blast with a Mac and had my mask on. I jumped out the window when they raided and got away. Bought a beaker on Florence wearing Adidas cooking Yates. Had hands-on lessons, Big Zag taught me the game. And Lil Boney Rock showed me how to get paid. young and reckless. Hit my first lick, bought a car and a necklace.
Hey, cut, where y'all at? I just passed on a hunt.
Young and reckless, straight to gunplay if somebody try to test it.
Fuck you.
Young and reckless, if we ever get popped, we don't talk to detectives.
Don't say nothing.
Yeah, young and reckless, we some straight fools, I know God gon' protect us. Ain't got shit to lose, but got everything to gain. It's crazy how my whole life revolve around the gang. My whole entire crew dodging cops, catching cases. The homeboy ain't cool, we kicked him out, he made a statement. Feet on the pavement, busting out a spaceship. See a nigga with that gold, if you don't tuck it, I'ma take it. Young and reckless, they gon' respect it, we gon' up drums and go dumb until they get the message. It's a young world, and young niggas run the street. Don't get put on the menu, cause young niggas gotta eat. Gotta make my own fate, patience gone, I can't wait. In the middle of the slums, but I got $1 million tape. In the yard shooting dice, Benz running with my bitch in it. My position, bet it all, I'm gon' hit niggas. Yeah, forever on the edge, forever young, bustin' guns, nigga, fuck the feds. Young and reckless, hit my first lick, bought a car and a necklace.
Hey, cut, where y'all at? I just passed on a hunt.
Young and reckless, straight to gunplay if somebody try to test it.
Fuck you.
Young and reckless, if we ever get popped, we don't talk to detectives.
Don't say nothing.
Yeah, young and reckless, we some straight fools, I know God gon' protect us.
Yo, what's up? This is Chuck Johnson. I'm here with Queen and G Lou on the G Lou Show.
God bless all listeners, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with everybody. Hey, what's up? This is Isaac Pedroza. You're listening to the G Lou Show. If you want to be blessed, listen in, man, because it's where it's at.
Been up and down, smiles and frowns, state to state, town to town, thinking of a better way to get ahead. Don't want to be found in the streets dead. Never ever want to be a cat laying around looking for a handout, looking like a hood clam. Ain't nothing fly about being no bum. I had to get something, and I still ain't done. Don't matter where you from, I knew right from wrong. 30 years ago I should have wrote this song. The time is now as I look into my life. I withstood all the pain, the stress, and the strife. I lost a wife, I lost a house. I kept on mashing beyond a shadow of a doubt. My head always been held high, maintain my clout. See what I'm about, you will see what I'm about.
If you look through my life, you see what I see.
It ain't easy being a G. It ain't easy being a G.
If you look through my life, you see what I see.
It ain't easy being a G. Please believe me. Yo, I got banged on. I got put in a chokehold. I just scrapped a dude 6'2". Another occasion, I got jacked. I got sucker punched. Damn, I was just out having lunch. I got evicted on my birthday. For a few years, I even thought that my shit didn't even stink. I done dodged a few bullets, but that day I had a gat on me, I couldn't even pull it. I missed my man cave in my garage. Blue light effect, surround sound CD deck. I missed some concerts in arenas. I missed some limo rides back in the day from the Escalades. I remember drinking on a plane, chilling back, kicking it, saying hip-hop array. Magazine covers, looking at the charts, on bus stop benches, feeling like I was a star.
you know. Tyler from the Crenshaw District. Out here with my boy, Big T Lou. You know what it is, West Coast Wednesday. All the time, every day. Hey, this is G Lou Show, West Coast Wednesday. Don't be shady, I'm the West Coast. Fuck what y'all talking about. We about to get neighbors.
Top of the morning, it's just something I wanted to address real quick. You know, there's a lot of people that didn't like really appreciate the unity walk yesterday. Don't like peace and all that, and I understand. When I was out there, I didn't understand it either. They couldn't talk peace with me. They tried, and I was like, nigga, this schoolyard. You can't find a homie in my generation that put in more work than me. You may find one or two that put in as much as me, but you ain't gonna find none that put in more than me. And I'm here to tell you that shit was worthless, bro. When they try to peace, I don't want to peace. Look where I'm at. This shit ain't cool, bro. Crazy part is this. You go this way to me, two cells that way, you got 60. You go two cells this way, you got blood. We wait for each other when we walk the child, bro. We united in here. Nigga might not hang with a nigga every day, but we know we got each other back. And I don't knock y'all out there that ain't with the peace, but don't get on people that are. Some people just tired of this shit, bro.
One blood, one cut. Put them all together, you got one love. One blood, one cup. Put them all together, you got one. One blood, one cup. Put them all together, you got one love. One blood, one cup. Put them all together, you got one.
For God so loved the world, he gave us a good crib. The late great neighborhood near. Dipping in this LA bullshit, bout as solid of a youngster as a nigga could get, yeah. Wasn't nothing like these thug phonies, was always showing love and big respect for all the blood homies. You understood the values in the youth, man, I swear to God, nephew, you was the truth. Damn, how could this nigga do this? It's cause every neighborhood Jesus got a neighborhood Judas. Who hate to see your team ride rich, you see that Indian, that pride, that's that green-eyed bitch. Worse than a woman's scorn. It'd have been better for that man if he had never been born. But Mary, don't you mourn. Martha, don't you weep. You see, your son still affected us deep. Gave us the faith to take that leap.
One blood, one cup. Put them all together, you got one love. One blood, one cup. Put them all together, you got one. One blood, one cup. Put them all together, you got one love.
All it take is one brave blood and one brave crip. Standing up together like we did back on them slave ships. Out on high sea waves, fighting other whips. Steady hearing Jesus saves out of devil's lips. Shackled at the hips for the color of our skin. Hundreds of us, yeah we knew we was brothers then. But here we go again, underneath the gun. They got us thinking we all different when we... So I'm giving thanks to the gangsters, giving praise to the names. Damus and Parouge, y'all got the whole world amazed. Special shout out to the Hoovers for showing us how it's done. Ain't nothing greater than when we united. Ain't got no ulterior motives and no other agenda. Faking like you would us, just like some puppet pretenders. We ready to end this. For every eye that still cries, it's time to realize God will rise when we die.
One blood, one cup. Put them all together, you got one love. One blood, one cup. To put them all together, you got one. One blood, one cup. To put them all together, you got one love. One blood, one cup. To put them all together, you got one. One blood, one cup. Yeah. One blood, one cup. To put them all together, you got one. One, one, one blood.
Motherhood, brotherhood, ain't no other hood. Just imagine if we all was one hood.
Put them all together, you got one.
You know, the biggest question asked is comparing Tupac to Nipsey. See, Tupac didn't live long enough to do his. He had the right blueprint, just like Nipsey. Nipsey lived his. He did that because he started in that corner and he turned it. It ain't hard to do. And what makes it feel so bad, a lot of these older rappers have been around. They should feel bad, ashamed of themselves, man, because this was the plan from the get-go. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully now everybody can get back to the plan. You know what I'm saying? The cars, the Bentleys, the juries. No, buy something in the hood, man. Let's buy the hood back, man. You know what I'm saying? We're not running from the hood no more. You know what I'm saying? We're coming back to the hood to buy it back to do better. You know what I'm saying?
Once again, rest in peace to the late, great Nipsey Hussle. Justice was served today. Well, whatever justice you call justice, you know what I mean? It won't bring the homie back. But as you all know and seen on the news, Eric Holder was convicted today of first-degree murder, not manslaughter. So sentencing will be September 15th, I believe. Keep up with the case wherever you do. Shout out to Alex Alonzo, Street TV, Street Gangs. We're doing a great job covering everything as well. And shout out again to the family. We miss you, Nip, you know. With that being said, let me continue. Phone lines are open, 2-914-803-4001. Tap in or tap out. This off the request line going out to Miss Queen.
About that time, nigga. For what? Redo this motherfucker. Look, I found it, nigga. Hell no.
G-Lou. Hold these rules forever. Taking it back to the Kanye. Coming through for the payback for 2022, homie, we going way back. This is not a playback, this is live and direct. Coming live and direct, we coming live from the set. Got the homies on deck, we don't tolerate disrespect. Loyalty, love, and money's the only thing I expect. The only thing I regret, and I'm man enough to admit, I wish I was a better father, saying sorry to my daughter. Now I go even harder, my life, I'm trying to live larger. In memory of my pops, I'm pushing my music farther. This is this how we harbor all the game. Living life on the edge, yet so close to going insane. All for the love of the game, the name, the fame. Seen some things don't change. This is how you score a point game, that's a fact. Oldies rule forever, G-Lou with the payback. For the G's, the hustlers, and all my lokes. All my car club homies that be dipping on 100 spokes. Strictly for the coast, cause we doing this shit the most. On a Sunday afternoon, I cruise with all my folks. Bumping everything from Brenton Wood to One Way. Ain't no set tripping, homie, so ain't no need for the gunplay. Oldies rule forever, the third time is a charm. Leaning to the side with a bad bitch on my arm. I call this shit the bomb, cause it's blowing up in your face. Like my blue 300 coming bumping nothing but bass. Murder was the case, like Snoopy, you're just a groupie. Trying to get a name, but you're lame and your game goofy. This is like a movie, I'm shooting in real life. Directed by G-Lou, it's only for one night. It's only for one mic, these words I quoted. Homie, when it's all said and done, I'll be one of the coldest. Homie, I'm one of the oldest, young G, spitting that real rap. Every time I rhyme, it's like I'm bringing the real back. Let me know if you feel that, cause homie, we kill tracks. G-Lou, DJ Maniac. Payback is a dog.
Start thinking, man. they don't know. Don't show. I don't care about what's going on in the hood. And all this foreign shit. Man, I have shit on my brother. That fool more than she loved me.
Man, this is your boy Big Y, man. You know what I'm saying? Rocking with my nigga G Lou, Westside Wednesday. Y'all know what it is, woo.
He right, he's fine, it's all grown up, y'all. G Lou Show. You know what I'm saying? West Coast Wednesdays. Thanks for having a nigga. Shout out Big Boss, shout out Big Snoop Dogg, shout out Big D-Town, Big Trady, all my niggas, the DPG Dash, Warren G, the Twins, my cousin, Folsom Clint, OG Domino, all the homies, Lil Style locked up with her, bro. Shit, Technique, you know what I'm talking about? The Doggies Angels, everybody, man, Corrupt. Feel what I'm talking about? Roscoe, DPG, Badass, all my niggas, man, y'all keep doing what it do. One love, y'all, he lighting the house.
With the cops, so give a kiss, I got some niggas, so no baby can freak. Told me, damn, Desi, did you know I waited all week? Graduated with the come up, and your style is unique. Got amazing, hold on, baby, I don't want you to speak. They said your dance with a player, gonna touch them thighs. Don't be getting too close, cause the thing will arrive. DJ play some old school with a pleasant surprise. It was a fault, it was a boogie, it was a letting you fly.
I hear the pushing, and I hear my dad. I hear the shorties up, they taking advantage. But you step into the police now. So don't be tripping when you miss your chance.
Come on, fly. Down, pull up, come on, side, down, goes down like this, everything low here, too fly, too slick, too stable with a twist.
Said I went to
see that thunder when the day was a day. Put some gold around my neck and put my hair in some braids. Lil' mama pull up to the function, she ain't dead to be safe. She wanna step up with a plan for the style that I pay for friends. Right behind her just to give her the groove. She drink whatever that I'm drinking just as long as it's smooth. But little fuck a little courage, just she bustin' a move. I had a lot of fucking nerve coming here with new shoes. But it's a hot stepper, can't push it, big girl, king, oceanside rapper. I give 1,000 ways to approve to 1,000 haters. I never was stepping the way they should if they put their vivid in
the
use.
And I hear my dad. I hear the shawty's up to shaking the bags. But you step into the police now. So don't be tripping when you miss your chance.
Come on, slide down, pull up. Come on, slide down,
what's up? What's up, it's Javier, the X-Man. Always playing the good music right here on One Nation Under the Funk Radio. We're hanging here at the home of Lowriders and Sunsets, enjoying a beautiful California day. In fact, we have Desi in the X-Men studio with us, and we're taking callers. Hey, caller, you're on live with Desi.
Hey, what's up? I'm right here with my girl. We kind of shake something tonight. Hey, my homegirl just got out of her divorce. We keep it funky, but we trying to shake that monkey. You feel me? Say something the girls can throw it back to.
pay my options till they go through. Think I told y'all what I won't do. Got the key and got the code too. You know, so much pressure in this life of ballin'. Taking risks, applying pressure, could be going all in. I'm getting ready for the moment when my day is calling. I raise a glass to reminisce to all my players falling.
Say that day.
Bringing it back to that old school fun.
Sounds get laid down on Westside Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Mic check, 1-2-1-2. G-Lou, DJ Maniac. Check this out, right? Hey. Hear ye, come on, come on. This your homie G-Lou back against the wall. Back on call, so all of y'all gather round. This a G-Lou show, you know for sure we gets down. This is how it's supposed to sound when you be hearing it. Gotta turn it up real loud to put the feel in it. DJ Maniac looped it and freaked it. So now I'm on the remix with Nice Over Egypt. Yeah. So now we just smoke and chill. Shout out to homie Snow, he a low for real. Rolling down the street in a coupe de ville. Like the homie Tony A on the wheels of steel. Nice over Egypt like the Jones girl. Stop playing with me, pick up your phone girl. I need a lady in my life like you. Pretty brown skin, I think it might be you. She a boss, so we call her La Patrona. Just like Key Sweat said, I think I wanna. I think I wanna, so I gotta demonstrate. Watch out for the haters, cause they wanna infiltrate. Never late, we right on time. One time for your soul, two times for your mind. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to homie MC Shan. And I am G-Lou. Don't let this shit ride on out like that. Oldies Move Forever Part 3. On me. Yeah, yeah.
Trying to have more good days than evil nights. No matter what they say, my people ain't got equal rights. Hope we get wiser and be better individuals. Yeah. But all we have is funerals and candlelight visuals. And gangbanging and pimping is like a ritual. Lying ass rappers, I'm telling you a visual. Glass said can't get depth, so I'm thinking more. Yeah. I need answers, so I'm knocking at the preacher's door. Yeah. Told me never look back, so I proceed forward. I'm the hope for these niggas in the streets at war. Some niggas pulled it for me and tried to test mine. Shot my car up, I wasn't thinking with my best mind. But my faith in God became my Teflon. That's why I cherish every moment and don't waste
time. With no struggle, there's no progress. I make a feeling in the hood to the project. And I'm riding down the path of the success. You know them haters and them shots, but I took that. By any means necessary, nigga, I'ma get it. Fall down and get up, guaranteed I ain't quit. So victory's the only outcome. Heart of a lion with the mind of Malcolm.
Yeah. I said they tryna cop some G shit some more. Flow tryna wipe like a sheep in the snow. I go deep as the Bible, I can debate with the Pope. And you rappers go downhill like a ski on a slope. I be on a boat with Poppy, But I ain't tryna cop no work. I'm tryna cop me the boat and some more property. I told Rock we gotta be more than just a commodity. Make the house name an entity to infinity. Y'all want me off the juice, no grenadine. But stop me from thinking presidential like the scattered brains of Kennedy. After I shot, duck down so the crowd won't witness me now. Can somebody locate Mr. Shakur and tell these two cops they two shots away from two blocks of being neighbors with the Almighty Lord? We put your best material wins in fast forward. Kendrick, signing off, I'm sure your signature's for.
No struggle, there's no progress. I make a friend in the hood to the project. And I'm riding down the path of success. You know them haters and them shots, but I took that by any means necessary. Nigga, I'ma get it. Fall down and get up, guarantee I ain't quit.
Another 39 inch dick classic. Yeah.
Confessions of a gangster. Let me be honest,
When they sent me to prison, I was like college. 100 grand to me ain't shit but a couple dollars. If you ever was my victim, sorry that I had to rob you. Confessions of a G from the streets. If I ever tell it all, they'll give an elbow to me. Confessions of a G, ain't that easy. This lifestyle is art, the type of shit you see on TV. Boiling up the choppers, loading up the Glocks. If we catch a nigga slipping, we gon' blow him out of socks. I got demons in my closet, voices in my head, telling me to go slide for my homies that's dead. I be talking to myself while I'm sliding in this Benz. Everybody got an angle, G, you ain't got no friends. Most of the niggas that I grew up with strung out on meth. When I weigh out my options, shit, I'm better by myself. This nigga told, and that nigga told too. When the pressure really on, these tough niggas gon' fold too. Gang allegations, the cops kept raiding. So every day at 5 a.m., I'm up pacing. I ain't do it for the hood, I did it for myself. Case after case stuck sitting on a shelf. I ain't do it for the hood, I did it for myself. When I got caught, I wasn't mad and wasn't asking for help. Confessions of a gangster, let me be honest. When they sent me to prison, I was like college. 100 grand to me ain't shit but a couple dollars. If you ever was my victim, sorry that I had to rob you. Confessions of a G from the streets. If I ever tell it all, they'll give an elbow to me. Confessions of a G, ain't that easy. This lifestyle is art, the type of shit you see on TV. Banging with the bangers, baby. In the streets, we famous, baby. Politics as usual, the other side, they hate me, baby. In and out of town with it, couple hundred pounds, nigga. Come and cash me out, I need all mine right now, nigga. I'm balling in this bitch. I've been feeling spiritual. I wonder how I made it. I promise it's a miracle. Did I sell my soul as a kid? All the shit I did, wishing that somebody come and save me, but they never did. From 111 to LP, camp, CYA. Then the LA County Jail before you go upstate. Kill or be killed, that's how we really live. Niggas wanna beef over a bitch, that's how it really is. I caught gun cases shooting, substance introducing. They know it's authentic, so they fucking with the movement. These fuck niggas stupid, tried to fuck up my movement. I shift gears, not a click is exclusive. Confessions of a gangster, let me be honest. When they sent me to prison, I was like college. 100 grand to me ain't shit but a couple dollars. If you ever was my victim, sorry that I had to rob you. Confessions of a G from the streets. If I ever tell it all, they'll give an elbow to me. Confessions of a G, ain't that easy. This lifestyle is art, the type of shit you see on TV. 111 East, Mercedes-Benz AMG. You know what I'm saying? Not top C8s, V12s and V8s. Got bitches in each state. Love the each state. Waggle. Medium well. Sending fuck niggas to hell. I'm fuck living well. I'm living great.
Hey, this is Queen Jean. What it do? It's that time for a fabulous West Side Wednesday vibe on the T-Lou Show. Sit back and enjoy the view where they doing it at. Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's West Side Wednesdays. It's the G-Lou Show. You know we about to put some women in the mix. It's your girl CMG from the Conscious Daughters. Let's go. You know what it is. The Funky Expedition, baby.
Check it out. Since we got the women in the mix, check it out. I got this interview I'm doing this Friday night. Well, it's top secret, but I got a young lady, man, I'm interviewing this Friday night on After Hours. That's the YouTube channel, man. You might want to check it out. This chick is real, real deep, man. Hell of a story. And she's a young lady, man. And she's going to be on Friday, man. So this is a little sneak peek of some of her music. But check out the interview this Friday.
Time to change the way we eat, change the way we live, change the way we treat each other. Don't get it twisted. I have a better vision, fit the world for my children. And that's the only man, watch me execute. And if you're not your brother's keeper, then don't be his executioner. La sangre nunca muere, we only strengthen our blood. We got to strengthen our blood, never give up. So much potential in the mud. I wake up every morning, gotta ask myself, is life worth living? Or should I blast myself? Way out, I'm from the south, shout out to my peoples in the jail cell, yeah.
keep it to black ground. You only live once, so I'm gonna make this life count. A woman's power to create, nurture, transform. They made it clear that time's a precious resource, only for you themselves. It's essential, they don't understand, I befriend the night. I walk in darkness, so others may see the light. True soldiers fight, because he loves what's behind us. If they educate their children, they don't punish them as men. If you're not your brother's keeper, then be his executioner. My song remains, I'm wet, I only strengthen our blood. I only strengthen our blood, never give up. I see potential in the mud, all my people. Soldier fights with what he loves, they can't see me. I'm an educated nut, set their heart on their work. To conquer yourself is the greatest victory than any war. But they don't want you to know, our economy was broke. Created full of trust, target the poor. They call us children to oppress us, the false perception. Lengthen minimum to rise incarceration. All because they couldn't pay your wages. That's why my people locked in cages. 100K for every inmate, they decided your fate. The violence ends once education begins. From the school to prison, still living constantly. But action, you work the government is what they teach in the class. Nothing beautiful, why hold attention? It doesn't mean I'm lost just because my path is different. Nobody could go back and start a new beginning. But anyone can start today and make a new ending. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Better 3 hours too soon than 1 minute late. Us to leave the world better than how we found it. The greatness of the nation is just by moral progress. They treat people worse than we ain't animals. An opinion without understanding is like a blind man on the road. History will be kind to me, I intend to write it. Unable water left to die, my message is my life. The greatest rogue of all is a man who for his city, and to believing that he's fit to lead it. Can't teach anybody anything, I can only make them think. Accomplish something big when life is made of little things. I can make a general in 5 minutes, but a good horse, it's hard to replace it.
This is B12. You're tuned in with G. Lou and Westside Wednesdays. Stay tapped.
What's up, Wiz? You got the Bay Area boss in the building. Philly Cell, man. Cali, Blair, man. Out here networking with my nigga G. Lou. Westside Wednesdays, man. West Coast Wednesdays. We in the building, man. Fuck with it. Keep it locked right here, man. Bay's in the area.
Check it out, it's G. Lou, Westside Wednesday radio show. Once again, sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93.3 FM ism on Thursday nights. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Cousin Marcy will be on Talking Relations with Tweet Cadillac. Also, D.D. Harrison, our sponsor, One World Magazine, the GLouShow.com, Street Level Clothing. And, yeah, that's it, man. So, like I said, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night, Tweet Cadillac Show, 93.3 FM. Cousin Marsh will be there talking relations and things of that nature. Also, I'm going to be doing an interview tomorrow night with the homie Big Silencer. It's on. It's going to be on YouTube on his channel, West Coast We Active YouTube channel, and Big Silencer. So check that out as well. But I'm chilling with Queen Jean right now. Queen, I know we didn't have any announcements tonight or anything, but anything you want to spill?
Is there anything I want to spill? Yeah, just to tell everybody to check out our, you know, like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and the Hood Postman and Seti Nash and who else do I have off the top of my head? That's basically about it as far as YouTube. And this Saturday going over to 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in Compton, California for free food giveaway by Cynthia Nunn. You can check her out as well for the free food giveaway. And that's basically it. You already said about Tweed and Cousin Marcy tomorrow. That should be an exciting show. The first episode was pretty interesting. It was pretty interesting. So the second part should be more so interesting now that both of them know where they're coming from.
Right, got
so
a feel from each, feel for each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that
yeah,
should be
right.
pretty interesting. So make sure you check that out tomorrow with G. Lou as the moderator. He has to intervene when he thinks something is not being said right. So this time you got to be on your P's and Q's. You don't want Tweet to tell you, come on, moderator, come on, moderator. So you got to be ready.
Right.
You got to know what
no
step
sides.
Is. You
I'm
can't
just
be
the moderator. Right, I ain't in it. I've been in it and I ain't in it. I'm just the moderator. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Right, right. So, yeah, check that out tomorrow. It should be quite interesting. I'll definitely be sitting in the room with Cousin Marcy while she's on the show and giving her some things to say. Say this, girl. Say that. No, I'm just teasing. But I'm going to be right there with her while she's on the show to check it out. So, yeah, check out Tweet Cadillac tomorrow. And that's basically it. If you have anything that you want to announce, you can DM me, Jean B. Berkeley, on Facebook. Or Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show on IG. I did see some of you sent me some things for announcing, so I would have those announcements for Sunday or Friday, maybe the Friday show. So I'll make sure I get those out for you all who sent those to me today. So, yeah, that's basically about it. I'm just chilling,
okay.
enjoying the music,
right.
waiting for movie night.
All
we got
right.
movie night tonight here. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
After
what's
the
movie
show,
for
that's
tonight?
What we do. We playing The Conjuring. So
Ooh.
My little cousin made the tickets. It says movie night playing The Conjuring,
okay.
The Conjuring,
the
scary
Conjuring.
Movie.
Okay.
And she also said on the ticket, make sure your phones are silent. So
that's what's up. Should be fun.
I thought that was cute. She, yeah,
yeah,
she made the labels and gave us all our tickets to get into the show. So just waiting to get into the show and for the popcorn to be popping. We just gonna chill, create some memories, you know.
Right,
I'll
right.
be leaving
That's
San Bernardino this weekend and going to Long Beach and spend the rest of my vacation there, and then I'm heading to Vegas at the end of the month because. We're celebrating my uncle's 90th birthday at the end of July, and then I'm home flight to Vegas and be in Vegas for a minute to celebrate my birthday with my oldest daughter because we have the same birthday. So yeah, I got a little busyness going on. Well, that's about it.
All
that's
right.
about it.
All righty. We're going to get back in the mix and take a ride like Flossie would say, y'all. It's West Side Wednesdays, the G. Lou Show with G. Lou and Queen Jean. Got anything you want to say or be heard? The calling number is the same, 914-803-4001. Tap in or tap out.
I don't care about nobody. Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella, straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the world famous. Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella coming straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the G Lou Show. You know what I said? The G Lou Show in the house.
Hey, we are back at it. Westside Wednesdays, we got a phone. We got a caller out there. So let me go to the phone lines. Caller, do we have a caller? Hello.
Good evening. This is Levi Khaki in the building. You know how y'all doing tonight?
Levi Khaki. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, sir. Man, great show as usual. I just want to say your moderation has to be on point tomorrow. I'm stepping in the ring with a vet. She's undefeated. I don't know if she's going to hit me with the left, the rights, the uppercuts. I just don't want to get my ear bit off. So I'm going to need you to really, you know, man, just stay up in there because I'm going to be shooting jabs. And, I just need my ears, man. So don't let her bite my ear off, please.
He's coming for you, cousin.
Hey. I'm telling you.
I'm going to do my job.
You better be ready. I got your back.
I'm shooting headshots. I'm not even going toward the body. I'm going straight for the dome. So I just need to make sure if we get tangled up, just don't let my ear get bit and everything is good.
Right. Gotcha.
Well, I suggest you get some guards for your ears.
Oh my God. I got to watch out. I got a bob and weave and shit. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bob and weave, and we're going to try to bridge the gap between male and female human relations, man, tomorrow. Our aim is to make sure that we can understand each other as males and females in this new era of folks that's running around here. You know, come to understand.
Is that someone on line two, Queen? Is that someone on line three?
That's somebody on line. That's the opponent. Pick it up.
Oh, my God. Here we go with the press conference. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Line three.
Line three. Hello. This is Susie Q, hostess Twinkie Snowball. Might get to the Hebrew Nationals. I don't know. We're going to start with all sweet things. Shout out to Mr. Tweet Cadillac. I cannot wait. I will not be biting your ears off.
We ain't scared of you, though. We just want you to know that. We just want you to know.
Yes.
We're going to hit you. We're going to tap you on the dome. We're going to tap you on the dome with some real issues that only you could describe and bring to the light to the people, so how we could bridge the gap between male and females in Black America. I need you.
I'm gonna have that vernacular ready. I'm gonna be prepared. I got my questions coming at you. First thing, pronto.
Okay.
Can we play Snoop Dogg pronto, Mr. G Lou? Can we play Snoop Dogg pronto?
Snoop Dogg pronto. That's that one with him and Soulja Boy. No, not with Soulja Boy.
Yep. That's how I'm coming in for tomorrow. But I don't bite. It's absolutely my pleasure.
Okay. Well, my walk-in music to the main event.
That's your walk-in music,
be...
Marcy?
No, I want to hear that tonight. I'm not. You gotta. That's your show. You gonna play whatever you want.
No, because you can have that walk-in music. My walking music is going to be, I got my mind made up. Come on, you can get
Come
it.
On.
Get it, girl.
Oh,
get it, time.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get the belt for the men.
Oh,
my God.
I want my walk-in to be
my house, Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
40. I want my walk-in to be, if y'all could do that. I'm not a man, but... We coming like that,
that's
but no ear fight, no ear.
Too bad y'all
can't
be live and we can actually see y'all faces.
Maybe
when it's
one
happening.
Day.
One
yeah,
day we can
I'm
go
looking
and
wild
do a
right
Zoomer.
Now, you know
we
that.
Can do a Zoomer or something, but It's going down, man. And we only got 10 minutes left, so, man, let's, man, we ain't talking about tomorrow's main event, man. It's all about tonight.
Wednesday. Shout out to tonight, yes, with the Queen and G-Lo, for sure.
Exactly.
For
sure.
Mr. Tweed. Pronto.
No more questions, no more comments. No more comments. Talk to my trainer. Talk to my trainer. We ain't got nothing else to discuss.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, Mr. Moderator. She going to put my cape on me. She going to put my robe on me, so we're coming.
One love, man.
Yeah.
We'll do it tomorrow, yes,
one
sir.
Love.
Papito, te amo. Y nunca, nunca quiero dejarte.
Hang out with the Nico Double, girl, be a part of this. Now hang up your coat, blaze the dope, never missing a stroke, yeah, yeah. Now this here's a Tapita. You ever seen a stretch Learjet two-seater?
No.
It ain't what you want, it's what you need her. Real ass nigga to help you kick your feet up. Now flip the channel to Lifetime. You stay on my mind, even when I'm writing rhymes. We can chill all day until the nighttime. I let you know when to go at the right time. I know you don't wanna go, but you gotta get the hell up out of here. I say go, you say no, go. You want, and we don't wait until the first of the month. We never hesitate to roll $100 blunt. Nigga, money is nothing to us. This big pimpin' over here, baby, you fucking with us. Struck it rich with the struck of the luck of the Dutch. Tripled you up, you let a light for the flush. You got plans for a honeymoon. I got plans to move your fine ass up in my living room. At the studio, on the D-low, is you with it?
Never leave you, no.
You got to be committed to do what I say, no matter how I spit, you're with it. If I say go, that means go. Now go. Week with the blackjack tripper, unzip your zipper, got a couple of bitches that's gonna help you up out of that, I want you to sing with them, all y'all sing together, come on, we're gonna be a group, let me hear you say, all my bitches, let me hear you say.
Well, they doing it at the G-Lou Show Westside Radio with a sprinkler of that Tweed Cadillac. By the way of the pot shared by Gene, Gangsta Gangsta got the motherfucking church house, and then Flossie got us up in this Bentley. So this is the G-Lou Show Westside Radio, the 27th letter of the alphabet, which comes to the number 9 when you add it up, the Hidden University of America, where they doing it at.
Okay, maybe they butt dialing. Shout out to the caller. It's West Side Radio, the G Lou Show. We're going to come back in 1 minute and wrap it up. Rest in peace, Nip. Hustle. Justice for Nip.
Yeah, I'm trying to go down. Down is a great. Every night I get on my knees and pray that I will go down. Yeah, I will go down. Yeah.
Legendary moves. Leader of my crew. Heavy is the head that wear the crown. That shit true. Do it like Nip Hustle. That's to fill some big shoes. What good is excuses when the fucking wrist do? Smoking all that Cindo. Run away from my pain. Rosemary on my temples. Heard that's good for migraine. Solo in my benzo. Exit off the highway. Solitary thoughts like how to reinvest my side chain.
I'm tryna go down. Down is a grave. Every night I get on my knees and pray. Yeah, I will go down.
Who are you and I? To play with it, it's a blessing, so reach for the sky. Pick up Shady off the block and we'll smoke and drive. Politicking on the block to make it multiply. Keep some bitches on the team from the other side. Keep at least a pound of cream, motherfucking right. 30 hours in the spot, going overtime. Then we pull up to the flock and go home to die. You know this life, it got a cold design. How you go from eating lobster tails at Ocean Prime? Chain to a smoker and throw it on the line. When them gates close, keep open mind. It ain't no force in this world like a focused drive. You gotta focus on yourself like an only child. You make your dream realer and you make your team better. You wake your game up and you make your scheme better.
They say this time, gonna be like a last time. Down. To be legendary, yeah. To be legendary. Be legendary, yeah. Who don't wanna be legendary, yeah. Wanna be legendary. Legendary, yeah. Wanna be legendary. I'm just tryna go down. I'm just tryna go down.
Justice for Nip, justice for Nip, rest in peace, Nip, long live neighborhood, Nip. Hey, with that being said, we got a couple minutes left, so, man, thank you everyone who joined us tonight. I'm a little choked up. Queen, you got it from here. Good night, everyone.
Okay, well, what I want to leave everyone with is just is straight and simple. God is amazing. Remain humble, stay prayed up, be safe, peace and love, I say.
Peace, y'all. We out of here. Good night. See you Friday.
Good night.